So I wrote the poem The Farrier after I took a trip home to Tennessee. My family keeps several horses, and on this particular trip, I was able to watch some of the horses being shod. And watching this farrier trim the feet of these horses and watching him, what seemed to me quite forcefully, to nail metal shoes into the bottoms of the feet of these enormous animals that clearly outweighed him by hundreds of pounds was a significant experience for me. I think just knowing that at every moment he was in danger of the horse kicking him or trampling him, the fact that he was risking physical harm to perform this task seemed to me, it seemed irrational and spectacular and also terrifying all at the same time. So this poem sort of seeks to document this experience and I guess sort of explore the intersection of the human and natural and the animal worlds and the ways in which we try to shape and control and tame what is ultimately wild and marked for, you know, decay and death. So the poem explores these ideas, I guess, trying to combine the forged metals in this very sort of natural but also, you know, ultimately decaying autumn woodland scene, along with this preposterous and astonishing task of shoeing a horse.